All right. Tonight might be the night. We should get Stevie Wonder to come to the game. Wouldn't that be cool? Sing before Dusty wins 2,000 tonight? That'd be cool. Let me tell you about what Dusty's got in his music. He's going to be listening to some Stevie Wonder getting ready for his squad tonight. Skip, how are things?
That's fine, man. I hear you, man. I'm listening to a little reggae music while you guys are listening to Stevie Wonder.
All right, whatever. Whatever works. Crazy. Whatever works. Hey, man. 1999.
Yeah, 1999. That was the year my son was born. So that's a lucky number too.
All right. Do you remember one vividly?
Not really. To tell you the truth, honestly, I swear, I wish I could say I did, but I really don't. Probably other than my first one. I remember my first one a lot because John Burkett, I think, won the game. I was in 1993, and, I was just thinking of this morning about how thankful I was for the opportunity to manage that was given to me first probably by Al Rosen, who talked me into coaching where I really didn't want to coach, and then for Peter McGowan and the Giants for giving me the opportunity. And a lot of people thought I wasn't qualified because I didn't have any coaching experience. Any managerial experience, but I had coaching experience, and I had some of the best coaches in the whole world that taught me, how to act and how to conduct myself as a coach. I was very, very lucky to have Bob Lilith as my bench coach, who was Roger Craig's bench coach while I was on Roger's staff, that never told me what to do, but he would have a way of telling me I was about to screw up something. He'd always say, did you ever consider? And when he said that, then I knew I had to give second thoughts to my actions, what I was going to do.
Well, last question about the past, where we look ahead to the current and the future. So you just said that you had not thought about much about coaching, and clearly you got into it and then became the manager. If Dusty Baker had not been a coach, what would you have done post-baseball?
Well, I was a stockbroker, and then the stock market crashed in 87. I was trying to take over our business, and my brother had a nervous breakdown at that time. And so I was going to go into business. And then when Al Rosen came and tried to woo me, he asked me what job would I want. And I said, well, if I had a job in baseball, I'd like to be his assistant general manager, so I could have more say-so over personnel decisions and hiring people. And he says, hey, I got an assistant. I think you'd be better suited for the field. And I'm like, well, to myself, I guess I must have given a look like, well, what the hell does that mean? I'm better suited for the field. And so he goes, oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. He goes, I meant that you'd be a great field manager. And he says, it would take 5 years to get a player out here, and then you'll be ready. And almost 5 years to the day, 5 years and one day from the time he told me that I was hired as the manager of the Giants.
And look now, that was 1999 wins ago, and now you're looking for 2,000 tonight. You had to make some roster decisions because of Altuve coming back and also the roster shriveling a couple of spots. You didn't keep the extra pitcher like I thought you were going to. Talk us through that, if you don't mind. And is that making you a little bit nervous, even though you're starting pitching over the last week and a half is getting you at least five, sometimes six, and sometimes even last night's case, even in the seventh inning?
No, I don't get nervous, but, they got a lot of people trying to do my job, trying to make up my roster. The thing about it is that I'm depending on my starting pitching, quite a bit. And they got some guys that hopefully will step up. And, we have a situation where the league said we got to go to 26, and I wish we could stay at 28 for a while because some of these guys aren't ready to be stretched out on the pitching side, and some of these guys aren't ready to be stretched out on the position side either. I mean, here we are with Jose Altuve coming back. I got to watch him. I got to watch Bregman's health because of his his history. I got to watch Diaz also because of kind of his history, And so, like, here I am. I got to watch three or four guys, and I got to watch Michael also. You know, you know, one reason I didn't play Michael on turf every day over there. So it's like, you know, I need everybody that I could get. You know, I need everybody that's here, and I can use a couple more. But, hey, man, you got to do what you got to do. And, you know, you hope that guys can give you more than five innings like Odorizzi did last night.
Speaking of watching guys in their health, how's Jose Altuve feeling after being back in the lineup last night?
Well, I mean, you know, he didn't say anything. You know, no news is good news. And, you know, I still got to watch him. And I just, you know, because I've had pulled hamstrings. I've seen guys that pulled hamstrings. And invariably, a lot of times they come back too soon. And then every time a guy's coming off an injury, then he'll top a ball to the infield like Jose did last night. And, you know, everybody sniffs a hit, and so you're going to overextend, but that was very wise of him. He ran, you know, they got all these times and different things that they can judge a guy's speed or how much effort, and so he gave 94% effort on that, and I mean, which is plenty. And I just urged him to, hey, man, whatever you do, you play smart, you know, so you can see tomorrow. I mean, if it looks like you're not hustling, if the fans get on you or whatever, you're just playing smart, you know, so you can live to see another day.
A couple more minutes here with Dusty Baker here on the Matt Thomas Show. You have rotated the closer role here and there with different guys. Obviously, you'd like to have the consistency, and hopefully you get Ryan Pressly back here in the next day or so after he goes to Sugar Land. But what's that been like trying to figure out in your mind, either before or as the game is going along, about which guys to put in which leverage situations?
Well, you know, some of it is about the history, you know, that a guy might have had with the guy. And also, you know, like certain guys have better matchups against certain, you know. So, you know, I depend on the sabermetrics a lot of times. Sometimes I don't. But in certain situations, if a guy clearly has hit a guy for whatever reason, you know, better than the other guy, and then I'll close with him. And then, you know, depends on if a guy's better right-handed, I mean, against right-handed hitters or left-handed hitters, or if he struggles against high ball hitters or low ball hitters. And depends a lot also, you know, how many days in a row has he gone, or has he gone three out of four? Just because he was off yesterday, he might have gone two out of three. You know what I mean? So, you know, you put all this into your thought process. You try to come up with it before the game, so guys aren't really surprised. And we're lucky and fortunate enough to have guys that have been, you know, in a number of roles, or, you know, we have two or three closers. But it'd be a lot easier when I get Pressly back. But yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Last question, and look, you can't make too much out of any three games or six games, for that matter, in the first 50 or maybe the first 75, yeah. But it felt like, Dusty, the drama in that Astros-Blue Jays series, both here in town and up where you guys were this past weekend, yeah. I felt like we're going to see them again before the end of the year, you know what I mean? Maybe hopefully in mid to late October.
Yeah. Well, you will see them again. I mean, they got a good team. Now they have a good team. You know, they got a good bullpen. They got probably one of the best closers in the game, which they feel very confident about. They got they got speed, and they were without Hernandez, their Golden Glove. I don't know if he's Golden Glove or Silver Bat right fielder. And so Teoscar, who they got from us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're even probably tougher than they appear to us. But hey, man. We're without Altuve, too. So, you know, it's a situation where we probably will see him again. And, you know, they barely missed out last year. They're going to the playoffs, and, you know, that taste is still on their mind. But they let you know something. They beat us, four out of six games, but they're all by one run. And that's okay. I mean, you know, we'll get them when we see them.
I like the attitude. Congratulations on hopefully a big achievement this week. We'll visit with you again the next Tuesday, and good luck tonight.
All right, man. I'm just hoping we hurry up and get out of the way, and I'm not distracting from my team, and we can go on about our business.